Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Must. I'm here with my girl Ruby.
Hello.
You guys, we only bring back special people twice or more to Girl Talking
Woo
Must. And our girl Jasmine, Esoteric Essa, is one of those people. So Jasmine,
woo.
welcome back to Girl Talking Must.
Hey, let's do it.
Oh my
Okay.
gosh.
Welcome, welcome.
You guys, if you are not following Jasmine at Esoteric Essa, Soluminati, you are totally missing out on so much spiritual help, guidance, astrological help. I mean, I'm on her Patreon. It's probably one of the best Patreons I've ever been a part of. I'm thinking I'll be a part of it for the rest of my life. I mean, Jasmine, you guide us, you do meditations with us, you do candle journaling. I mean, we go through a step-by-step thing there. I just got to point out your Patreon, top notch. Like, just haven't been a part of a group like that. I think I'm a part of yours and I'm a part of Linda's. And both of those are just very high vibe, good energy groups, like for Latinas, like our culture in that. So I appreciate that. So thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you for being there and co-creating with us.
Of course. Well, we want to welcome you back to Girl Talking Mouse because Ruby and I were talking about it. We're like, we have so many questions for Jazz. We need to have Jasmine back on.
We do.
Yeah, because it's just like so much is happening, especially with like our, astrological planets and everything. But before I forget, we just had this big lunar eclipse, in October, which happened in Libra, which I'm a Libra, so I felt very affected by it. I had like something drastic,
Same.
literally, somebody I had something drastic literally happen to me on that day, like that
Wow.
literally like tore my heart up.
Oh
And
my
I was like, this is crazy. And ever since then, I have just been trying to put myself on this path of healing from that point.
God.
And I remember last time we had this talk, or maybe it might have been when we did our reading, because I know you did a numerological reading for me. I remember you telling me every 7 years, it's like we change. Was this that 7 year stop that we have where we start a new 7 years, or how does that work?
Yeah, it most likely was. It depends on your age. And I don't know
Okay.
if you want to share that.
Yeah, mine, I'm 47. So
You're 47.
I think it was around, I think this is what
Well, look
this
at
was my
that. 47, like literally seven.
seven, seven, right?
There you go.
So tell us about that on that eclipse. Like when things like that happen in our signs, like how does that really affect us? Like how much effect does it have on us?
Yeah, I remember telling you, Jasmine, this. I mean, not Jasmine, but I was telling Marissa the same thing. I was like, I don't know. I feel this weird funk. I need to get out of it. I'm like, and it started literally around the lunar eclipse. So we really were like, yes, we need to ask Jasmine when she
That's the
comes
first thing we
back.
have to ask her.
Yeah.
All
That's one of the benefits of being friends with an astrologer or like.
right.
So, yeah, as a decolonial astrologer, numerologist, October of 2023, we had two major eclipses. So, in eclipses, we have the solar, we have the lunar. We had the Libra solar, which was on October 14th. We had the Taurus lunar, which was on October 28th. And so, when people have positions in that sign that the eclipse is going to happen in within their own birth chart, like, because Marissa, you're obviously a Libra. Ruby, do you have Libra placements? I feel like you
I
do.
do.
She
I'm
has
like
to.
she's a
I'm September
Virgo.
22nd, but I'm like in the cusp of like Libra and
Got it. She's
Virgo.
very cusp, but yeah. And it's funny because I remember when you did my chart, Jazz. I have a bunch of Virgo. It's so funny how me and Ruby are so close, and I have a bunch of Virgo placements, and she probably has Libra
Yeah,
placements.
I have Libra for sure. Look at that. Soul sisters, right? Your
For
chart's
sure.
just like the synergy.
Yeah, we do.
So if you have planets in Libra in your birth chart, or if you had any in Taurus, then yeah, those of you listening, something will happen in your life because eclipses create change.
Okay.
And it's interesting that for you, Marissa, it happened on the day of. Usually, when it happens on the day of, it's because you have a planet within 5 degrees of the eclipse, the sign that's happening in. So let's say you still have Libra positions or Taurus positions, but they weren't within 5 degrees, but they were still in the zodiac sign. Then the change or the event that is going to manifest from the eclipse happens within a 6 month cycle. So from October until 6 months from now, things will manifest or close out in regards to that situation for you or anything else that
Wow.
comes up. Okay, so you lit up. So what did that bring up for you? Marissa, you were
It's
like, ah.
I know because well because it, yeah because it was kind of like a relationship that was starting and I don't know if it was gonna flourish or not. And I feel like it was just one of those things that it was just so weird because it was like it was going really well and then all of a sudden it just like that day everything stopped. Like literally like stop. No communication, no nothing. I feel like right now I am in a state of like I'm in this season of isolation. I'm in this season of like really being with myself and meditating a lot. I'm hardly on social media. I told Ruby about that. Her and I have talked about that. We take breaks a lot. And I think that's where I'm at right now because I just felt like this last eclipse was just like it, I just felt so heavy. Like
Heavy.
and I need to like kind of detox from everything. So I feel like these next 6 months are going to be about me doing that because I don't
Oh,
think I also
totally.
think I wasn't ready to receive another person into my life yet. That's what I think.
Okay,
I think it
there's
was me. I
that.
think it was a lot of me. Like
There's that. Okay.
I think it kind of happened with my own mind shift.
It could have been, you know, one thing I want to point out, like, can we stop ghosting people, please?
Oh, I know.
That is, it's not only annoying, it's just like it is a horrible passive aggressive tactic for people who do not want to be held accountable. Not just in love, it happens in any sort of relationship, right? Fallout friendships, you know, business
Exactly.
termination. Yeah, it's like it just shows the lack of the emotional intelligence of that person.
Yes, for
So,
sure.
you know, maybe it was just they weren't ready for your growth and what you bring to the table, right? When people don't want to be held accountable, they can't be in relationships
I can agree with that
that
statement.
invoke vulnerability.
I can totally agree with that statement. But what I wanted to get into also was our spiritual mindset and why that is so important. You have been talking about our spiritual mindset. I know you have some workshops coming up that we're going to be kind of being able to tap into that and work in that. What does our spiritual mindset kind of have to do with all of this?
With astrology.
I'm sorry, when we're manifesting, we need to be in a certain mindset, correct? Because I feel like that's been my struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is where it's really nuanced. So when we're manifesting, yes, it is predominantly built off of the mindset, which is in turn an energy frequency that we're using, right, to bring in things, to attract things, to align with. And I tell people, if you want to become a potent manifester or a manifester who's more aligned, an aligned manifester, because we're manifesting every second of the day, we're
Exactly, no
manifesting
matter
things
what.
we don't even want. It, a lot of it has to do with your subconscious triggers, and it has to do with the societal influence of the environments that have conditioned you, your childhood, your friend circles, right? So you have to kind of break down all those different variations of how you might be subconsciously bringing in these things that are holding you back through your mindset. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes great sense. That makes perfect sense. So, Jasmine, how can we navigate during the times where we are feeling like the heaviness or the effects of like full moons or like lunar eclipses, things like that.
I love that both of y'all brought out that you take breaks from social media because that's really important, right? Isn't it crazy how much social media, the community online, the sentiment online has changed since 2019?
We were just
Oh,
on
absolutely.
so much.
100%.
100%.
We can get into that later, but
Yeah, because
it's
I felt
a
like
radical shift.
we had so much when we met you, Jasmine. We had so much more of a community of and
We did.
it was like you were with your bunch of friends on Instagram and now you're just like
So
and
isolated
yeah,
now.
it's and yeah, and it's like all ad related and it's all about that and I don't know. It's different. It's definitely different.
Social media has become so draining in so many different ways. But
Absolutely. Oh no,
what
I was just
was
saying,
it?
it's okay. Like, how do we navigate with our feelings through these like lunar eclipses or the full moons?
The full moons, things like
Because I've
that.
seen so many like powerful, just very bright full moons, and I just stare at it and I'm like thinking like, what is, what energy, what do I do with it? Things like that.
I love that, Ruby. You're like literally moon bathing with Mama Luna. And
I love it.
Oh, I am all the time. This
Connecting with her.
morning, she was beautiful. And there's always like a star right next to it, either like underneath it or to the left. And I'm always just like staring at it because I have like really high ceilings and I have a window at the very top. And when I'm sitting from my bed, I can like see it and
Oh
admire it. And
my
I just like,
God.
yeah, it's really pretty.
You know what that reminds me of? Like when you go to a drive-in and you know how you have the big screen that your window is your drive-in screen of just like
Yes.
your direct picture of Mama Luna. And depending on where we're
Yes.
at and depending on the seasons, that star in the sky is either Venus or Mercury. That bright star.
Oh,
Yeah. But I like to say that full moons are heavier.
okay.
Energetically, absolutely. New moons sometimes can make us feel a little bit more lively. And so I love that you brought up tuning into our body and the way we're channeling energy through these portals, these cosmic portals, like new moons and full moons, eclipses, because they very much affect our bodies and how we are going through a physical ascension process. So if you're feeling lethargic, if you're feeling moody, right? If you're feeling like you're just not feeling it, you need to go and retreat. You need to go inward. That lunar cycle is asking you to go inward. You know, when there's other cycles that you're feeling really playful and creative, you're in a great mood. You're like, oh, this new moon's not phasing me. Like I feel bomb. Then you need to create. You need to create with that energy.
Oh, good for good advice. And
Yes,
that's why
absolutely.
I think that, like I said, I think this last one that I felt like so, but I had to come more inward. That's why I'm doing this whole isolation thing. Like I'm journaling every day. But you had mentioned earlier about our subconscious. What do you suggest subconscious wise, how we can help ourselves there?
Absolutely. Therapy.
Therapy.
Therapy, because you don't realize how often you're projecting and you're self-sabotaging through your triggers. So then you're manifesting these continuous cycles of things that you don't want. So you have to get really familiar with what are your triggers? What are your triggers? How do you project them when you feel threatened by that trigger? Right? Because people like to confuse their triggers with their intuition. Oh, that don't feel right. Or, you know, the vibes are off with her. It's like, is it really your intuition or is it just your trigger speaking that you're projecting? Because it's bringing you back to an unhealed wound that this person brings up from some sort of prior experience. So I like to say you have to get familiar. Yeah, what's your intuitive voice? And what's the trigger voice? The trigger voice is the ego keeping you safe, right? The wounded self. Because we have so many identities within ourselves. And so that's going to help you understand. Yeah, that's going to help you understand how it's all funneling to the subconscious, which is then your embodiment, aka your energy, how you carry yourself, how you present yourself, right? How you engage, how you create, how you co-create. And that is what's going to help you understand how to align better with what you want to call into your life. You got to get real with yourself.
You do,
And
yeah.
that's why I say therapy can help. You know, work and then non-traditional healing formats like hypnotherapy, working with different spiritual practitioners, mindset coaches. Okay,
That's the kind
so
of
what
thing
are
I've
y'all
been
feeling?
doing because I did the therapy, but and I always knew like where my problem started as a child, but I've attracted the same type of people into my life.
I was telling her, Jasmine, like, you should just go in the bathroom and just let the water run and just let those feelings and those things just
Yeah,
flow out
she said like
and
you
let them
told me this
drain.
be yeah you she told me this beautiful thing that she lets the water run and she just lets everything drain go into the drain. Like,
That's beautiful. That's a
isn't that,
cleansing ritual.
yes, cleansing
Yes.
rituals, yes, for sure. So
Ruby's
yes,
launching her Patreon this weekend
I
with her ritual.
know, right? She knows everything. She's
Yes.
already doing it,
I love it though,
literally.
Ruby. Hell yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I did that when I was going through like my divorce, my separation from my son's dad. You know, it's just I think I was doing therapy, and I think she told me about keeping a box and putting all my thoughts or my feelings into a box and letting them go. And then she told me about the shower part, and I was like, yes. So that definitely helped me out. But just out of curiosity, earlier you said work inward. What does that really mean, though?
Inward is allowing yourself moments of stillness. And we can call that rest.
You mean literally be still?
literally be still, literally sit with that discomfort. Mm-hmm. And you'll be surprised if it's your first time, because you're going to want to do things. You're going to find things mm-hmm. to distract yourself. The mind's going to be like, you didn't, I always use this example. You forgot to defrost the meat, right? Meditation. This happens all the time in meditation, right? Yeah. And that just goes to show how much the ego wants us to avoid going inward, to work on calling the ego out with these things that are self-sabotaging us. So mm-hmm. resting, making time for stillness. So if that's just like what I like to do in the mornings mm-hmm. is I do silent mornings before I start my day every day. And I don't talk to people, like I won't engage in phone calls or even text messages mm-hmm. until 10 a.m. And I wake up, give or take around 5, oh, 6, wow. around wow. there. Because that is my moment to also like just channel my higher self, mm-hmm. but to also assess like, how am I feeling today? Like this last week, like 2 days out of this week, I was a fucking emotional mess with mm-hmm. everything that's going on mm-hmm. globally. Right. Like my heart is in so much pain right now with everything that's happening, right? So I have to find, as a practitioner, how can I self-regulate myself first before I can even show up for my community? Mm-hmm. And I think people forget that about spiritual practitioners. It's like, yeah. you know, like we're experiencing the same shit in the same timeline.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? And there's this pressure for us to figure it out or to know what to do or how to handle it. And it's like, yeah. we're navigating this in real time, you know?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can't imagine how draining it must be for you, because you do a lot for the community and you are always showing up and sharing and mm-hmm. guiding us here. And when something happens in the world, you are on top yeah. of like, how are we feeling? This is what's happening. This is how it's affecting our culture. This is mm-hmm. why it's important to us. You know, like even, you know, like even with like everything that's happening, like the war that's happening, like you are even making we have a Patreon meeting this week. If for anybody mm-hmm. who needs help dealing and processing everything that's happening, like that's how amazing yeah. this, like when I tell you her junk group is amazing. I mean, just it's like our therapy, and it's like yeah. you know, and she's there for us, like even if we're just having some, you know, dealing with like just a, you know, our world problems.
It is. I'm not gonna lie, but like, you know, at the same time, like it's a choice, mm-hmm. you know. I'm choosing this and mm-hmm. I can choose to actively say when I need to pull away from people and community. And
yeah.
I've learned to do that over time. Good. But, you know, the reason why I felt really compelled for us to create that space in Patreon, which is, you know, at the time of recording this, it's tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. is because I want us to work on reframing negative thinking in moments of extreme betrayal. Right. Mm-hmm. We're going through a lot of betrayal, a lot of things mm-hmm. like a lot of us have been awakened and we've known like these injustices, yes. these lies, like we know this. Right. Mm-hmm. But mass people are waking up to this now. And like, there's yeah. really no turning a blind eye. You can't mm-hmm. at this point anymore. Right. Like yeah. if you're doing that, it's only because, well, that's on you and it's going to say a lot about you. Mm-hmm. But in moments like these, it's so easy to get really cynical, to get really pessimistic. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn spiritual stamina when we are in moments of crises. I'm not saying like think happy thoughts and positive thoughts and that's going to get us out, no yeah. way, right? But we have to learn how, again, doing the mindset work. Mm-hmm. So how can we reframe these conscious thoughts and manifest with these conscious thoughts as a collective group our bubble into a higher frequency of conscious mm-hmm. collective, right? We got to keep people aware mm-hmm. grounded at the same time. So yeah. we know what we're manifesting, and we're not manifesting just from a place of anger, and then we're perpetuating more anger. Like that just, that's not going to do anybody yeah. any service, like any help.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you tie that into like social media? Because I know we kind of talked about it a little bit ago, and you're like, we'll get to that a little later. The whole like social media and like how negative it can be now, to some extent, right? Like before, Marissa, you mentioned mm-hmm. like before it felt more like a community mm-hmm. and now it's more so like, what can you do for me so I can do for you mm-hmm. or like things like that.
So transactional, like, and I really miss that. And I know it's like my therapist right now would be like, okay, let's get out of the past. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think a lot of it has become there's a couple of things, right? The conglomerates who own these platforms like Meta,
yes,
mm-hmm. YouTube, X, these people dictate a lot about how we can show up in these spaces. So that right there is already very daunting. But I think since 2020, when the eclipses were in Scorpio and Taurus, mm-hmm. the Scorpio eclipses were a really hard time. we had a lot. We were forced to lock down. Mm-hmm. We had a lot mm-hmm. of people pass away from COVID, mm-hmm. right? Literally, it was like death
people,
upon death.
People lose right? their jobs. People yes. losing. It was yeah.
so much sorrow, so much sadness. And I think that pushed us into, I was talking about this with my friends not too long ago. As humans, our social skills have changed. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's for the better. And I think it's only going to continue getting more like heightened. With we're seeing AI now, right? Artificial mm-hmm. intelligence, yeah. right? Like this is going to affect also Gen Z, this younger generation. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to make sure that we find ways to connect again in person so we can build trust and community. And then that translates back again online. Because during 2020, all up until now, with those eclipses mm-hmm. in Scorpio and Taurus, we didn't have community. As humans, we need community, mm-hmm. right? That's why yeah. we've always been in villages, right? We've always thrived in communities, right? You've never wanted right. to be abandoned by your own community because that meant death. That meant your survival rates are lower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think now that we're in a place where we can hopefully reconnect in person, this will bring that unity back and that trust back with people to be able to then bring that influence back online and in other ways. Does that make sense? Because we didn't yes, have that in person. Yeah. So it shifted our social skills. And, you know, I'm hoping we don't have another pandemic next because Bill Gates is over here like, we got another one. I'm like, Bill Gates, you need to press pause on that shit because yes. no, we don't.
We can't do it right now. No, it's too much.
We can't have it.
Oh, my gosh. So another thing that you have been talking about, which I connected with, and I think this has been part of our culture. And I remember my grandmother lighting candles for me all the time was our candle magic and how it connects to our heritage. It's a huge part of us. Tell us about how we can be connected to that and how the yeah. lighting candles kind of does help with that energy.
Yeah. Ruby, do you light candles now? Have you gotten into that yet?
So, I mean, I light candles, but I don't know what you guys are talking about. So I'm ready to learn.
We do candle magic with Jasmine. Ooh. Jasmine,
welcome to the club.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me like what color, yes. like what colors. Yeah. And you tell us like different colors to buy. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm lying to you, Jasmine. I'm lying to you. You talked to me about lighting white candles.
White candles.
Yeah, I think we might have. Yeah. I wasn't quizzing you or anything, but now I think about
I thought about it and I'm like, wait, I just literally looked up and I saw one of the white candles that I like because I bought a few and I'm like, literally, it's just like right in my face. And I'm like, she's talked to you about this, Ruby. What are you talking about? Yeah, I think you told me it was I needed to light white candles for San Rafael.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because spirit guides will come through, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, I like this. So tell them this is what I like, and they got to do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like Santa Claus, right? You're leaving those cookies out for Santa Claus so you can get your gift. The same with the spirits. They're like, they are a little bit transactional. But yeah, I have this quote that went viral, and it says, your abuela has been doing brujeria with candles and it's time to eliminate the misconceptions. Like we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about it.
Because even in church, you know, for those of you who grew up in a religious household, mm-hmm. how many altars of candles were in the church lit?
Yeah, so true. Sure.
Right. And you were so taught true. If you wanted to say a prayer, you wanted to do an offering, right? There was that room where you go and you light that white candle there in the church, right? Mm-hmm. Fire is so connected to life primitively, right? We need fire to survive. That's why we mm-hmm. discovered we created fire, right? Mm-hmm. And so fire ancestrally for us has always been a way of life. Even before the church, our ancient ancestors, they used fire to manifest, right? Brujeria, you think of lighting candles to manifest certain things, they call it brujeria, mm-hmm. but isn't that the same thing we're doing in church anyways?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, like mm-hmm. you have someone who's going to go have surgery and you're going to go light a candle to San Rafael, right? Or to whoever it is you want to light it to, God, mm-hmm. you're manifesting. You're manifesting yeah. in that moment, right? And a really good example I like to use is the birthday cake. We have the candles on the cake. Mm-hmm. We make the wish and we blow it
make
out.
Make the wish, yes.
That's mm-hmm. literally a ritual that we're taught, right? And that's a pagan ritual. That started with paganism, which is witchcraft. You know, so it's just like witchcraft has just always been there. And we just never acknowledged it.
Don't acknowledge
mm-hmm. it. Yeah, that's the word. We didn't acknowledge it. Yep.
So tell us more about the candle magic and how it's connected to us as a culture and kind of what you're going to be doing with that. You're going to be showing the community that wants to learn more about that.
So in Latina culture or Latina culture, I don't want to make an assumption for everybody, but just, you know, what we reference, a lot of our elders, specifically our grandparents, would light candles. And that was the way to connect with religion. Back then, we have to remember, for this older generation, spirituality was religion, or at least you were taught that that's what it was. But there's a complete difference between the two, right? But back then, that was their form of spirituality. So in this work that I do, which is all about destigmatizing the negative misconceptions around these taboo spiritual subjects in Latina culture, which is candle magic, brujería, astrology, all of that has been in the Bible. Like, if you want to get biblical, it's in the Bible. They were telling us what crystals to work with, right? Seeing these angels come from the sky who were probably aliens. I know that's really controversial to say, but why was it okay for Juan Diego? That's his name, right? Who saw the Virgencita? Right. Why was it okay for Juan Diego to have this vision, right? An apparition of a spirit, and he wasn't crazy. Maybe because he was a man. Right. He went back to the Pueblo and was like, I saw this entity, right? And so, let's praise that, right? That's not mental illness, right? No, because back then, people in these ancient times, our ancestors, it was normalized to actually be conduits of spirit before religion. We would have
these things. I feel like they almost wanted to call in spirit. They probably called in spirit.
Absolutely, because we were so connected to the cosmos. Our ancestors' religion were the planets, right? Were the elements, fire, earth, water. So that's why candle magic before colonized religion was something that was just normal to us. But then colonized religion has taught us that if you do anything that goes against God's will, that's evil. But I always like to say, well, what's Western medicine, right? You're being told that you have 6 months to live because you have cancer and you're going to go get cancer treatment. Isn't that going against God's will?
Right.
You know, my step grandpa, my abuela who taught me all this, her third husband, she was a rebel, honey. She got married 3 times, baby. Okay.
Good for her.
She loved to love and she didn't care to divorce.
I love it.
She was a Leo. So, you know, them Leos, they freaky. So my step grandpa, who was her third marriage, the love of her life, she says to Lissa, he was her one true love, vice versa. They said that. So he was diagnosed with cancer my senior year in high school. And he was, interestingly enough, he was Italian. So he was hardcore Catholic. You know those Italians?
Yes.
They're hardcore Catholics, you know? So his whole notion was, I have cancer. I'm not going to go against God's will. I'm not going to get treatment. And that was really hard on us as a family because you want your loved one to stay here.
Exactly.
Right. And then you're also mad because you're like, wow, that's really selfish of you. But at the same time, like, that's their life. Right. So it's also selfish for us to tell them how to live their life. But he was such a devout Catholic that he said he wouldn't do anything, any treatment, any medicine to try and fight the cancer. And he died. And he passed away. But those were his wishes. So I just bring that up because, again, there's that really hardcore traditionalism where you're taught, right? Like, you don't do anything to defy God and the will of God. And so that's why when people say, oh, you're manifesting with crystals, you're changing, you're altering your life, you're going to open things you don't want to open, you know, because they don't want you to understand that you have free will. You have a choice. You have the power to empower yourself through these spiritual formats.
Yes.
And candle magic is one of them. Candle magic allows you to reclaim your power and to say, you know what, right? I'm going to go ahead and manifest what I feel I'm worthy of. I'm not just going to sit here and say that this is my life, right? We have the opportunity to change that. The ancestors already sacrificed too much for you to be sitting there and saying you're going to live a life of complacency. That's not your responsibility. That was theirs. Now you have the privilege, go and work your magic.
So you always have us light certain candles. What are some certain candles that we could maybe light for us that can help us like through these times that we're in right now in the world and maybe even through these like energy, high emotional place right now.
Yes, yes. A standard white candle is great for any intention. And I like to tell people, magic is practical. Like, you don't have to go and spend all this money, you know, like, work with what you got. That's what the ancestors did. Mm-hmm. How resourceful were the women in our lives, right? Yeah. Like, my dad always tell me stories about his mom. You know, we had 13 kids. My mom had to feed 13 kids. She had a little bit of frijole and we had about 10 tortillas, right? And so we would just make some salsa and we'd make enough to spread it around for all 13 kids to eat, right? That's how your magic should be. It's about just working with what you have, being practical and using those resources for you to your advantage. So white candles are the best for anything, but specifically for ancestors. If you want to connect with an ancestor, you want to keep their memory alive, you want to start building that relationship with that tío, with that abuelo, whoever it is, I'd love to say write their name with a black Sharpie on that candle. Go get it at Dollar Tree, 99, yep. Target. Just get that white candle, you know? And then, especially for the new moons, if you want to manifest something new into your life, white candles are great for that. Black candles are wonderful for full moons when you want to release something, let it go, burn, banish. Cut cords, black candles. People think black candles are negative because they associate it with black magic.
Yeah.
Evil magic, right? And that's the furthest from the truth. Black is such a powerful color of protection. Ooh. It's not, yeah, it is. It's not dark magic. And I just want people to also just really quickly reflect on like that whole terminology of black magic, aka dark magic. All of that is rooted in spiritual racism. Yes. All that is rooted in racism against Afro and black spiritual and religious denominations like Santeria, hoodoo, voodoo, all of that, right? Mm-hmm. That was all stigmatized to think it was demonic because of racism, you know? Like, you can go and find anyone in the Catholic Church, in the Christian Church, you know, a Reiki healer, right? You're going to come across charlatans, people who want to take advantage of you no matter where you go. Okay.
Yeah.
And I love to say, Christians are the most, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not offending. I'm not trying to offend nobody, but Christians are the most hypocritical people ever. Yeah. You know?
You're right.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. I promise you, the bruja next door to your house ain't worried about you, okay?
Yes.
The Christian next to your house, she's judging you about you.
She's peeping out that window.
All up in your business.
She's looking at the ring camera, like, let's go live on this. Let's go.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, the bruja next door is just trying to connect to her ancestors. That's it.
Yeah,
you know,
like, what's she doing over there? Oh my gosh. I know. You're so right, Jazz. You're so right. Oh my gosh.
Those are some good, like, easies for people to start doing. Get white and black candles.
White and black.
Mm-hmm. Noted. I have a white one already just sitting in front
of me. Yeah, I think I'm going to get a black one.
That's going on tonight, but yes, black. Yeah,
I think with what I'm doing right now in the isolation, I want to be protected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you and Ruby are both empaths as it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you just feel shit on another level.
I feel it, yes. Mm-hmm. I know. I was just telling my boyfriend, there's an event too on Sunday, and I was like, you know what? I've been feeling very heavy around certain people, and I'm going to sit this one down. When we do go to an event or when we are around certain people that drain us of our energy, Jasmine, what is a good practice or what can we do to bring that energy that we have back? Because I feel like I've been around certain people that have drained me over time, that's probably, that might be the reason why I feel that heavy.
Oh, for sure. I like to preface by saying, as long as these people are not toxic or harmful, as long as the experience is not a place where you're going to put yourself in an environment that can be harmful to you.
Right.
Right. We don't want to be around that. Right. But if there's people who are just energy vampires, they're negative, they're low vibrational. What I like to recommend is, if you know you're going to run into them or have to be around them, set an intention before you go there. Before you attend, before you interact, set an intention. Mm-hmm. And the intention, surrounded around, like, A, call in who on your spirit guides, like an ancestor, grandma, or like, you know, San Rafael, whoever it is you vibe with, ask them to come with you to that place to make sure that they create a spiritual wall around you. So that way it can push people who are not in your vibration away from you. So here's an example of setting an intention. You know, when I'm going to an event where I know someone's going to be there, that I'm like, I'm a, you know, okay. I'm open. So I set the intention and I say to my higher self, I'm open to reconnecting and to aligning with any beings, any individuals who are willing to meet me from their heart space. And when I do that, let me tell you, even if it was someone in the past I might have had conflict with, they come back around and we've made amends. It's so powerful. Because it, and then it tells me, wow, their heart is open too. And they've been wanting that. They've been wanting that love and that closure with me. I swear to you, it's beautiful. The power of intention.
Yes.
Another thing that I've learned is spiritually, the growth is from discomfort. So if we're always sitting in places of comfort, we're not going to grow. We're not going to learn how to better manage moments of conflict if we keep ourselves out of conflict.
That makes sense. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. We're not going to know how to emotionally regulate in that moment. And we're not going to learn how to get better with rejection without facing the moments of conflict. We're going to keep avoiding the conflict because we don't like the rejection.
Yeah.
And then what do? You hold yourself back. You people, please. You put the needs of other people before you. I'm not going to go to that event, even though I want to. I'm going to make great connections. I deserve to be there. But so-and-so is going to be there, right? Sally Lee, whatever, is going to be there. So, you know, like, I'm just going to let her go and I'm going to miss out on that event.
Like, no, it shouldn't be that way.
You just self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. And that's okay. But next time, don't play yourself. So set the intention.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, we really need to start turning our energy inward, guys. Like, it's just so important, like, to feel, I just know because I'm in the process and I'm literally like right there. Like, I'm right there of like turning inward, you know, like I'm kind of already like halfway there and I can feel the change. Like, I can feel, I'm setting intentions every night. I'm doing the meditation every night, every morning. I'm kind of doing what you're doing, Jasmine. I'm not looking, I'm signed out of Instagram. I'm not in my phone. Other than that, like, I'm not connecting or checking emails or doing whatever. I'm staying just in my own space. So I just think that's so important.
It is.
Yeah, because when you're in these moments of like, you know, I feel stuck, I feel stagnant, or I'm healing from something that was really transformative. Why do we say stillness? Why do we say rest? Because you're going inward, right? What does that mean? You're learning to reconnect with yourself and you're re-meeting yourself and you're meeting the new version of self that you're transforming into. So you need to get away from the outside influence, right? Because outside influence is going to come from people who love you, who might influence you out of fear, right? Like, don't do this, make this decision. This is probably better for you instead of honoring your own truth.
Yeah.
So I love that you're doing that because you're being true to yourself.
Yeah, thank you. In that process.
Jasmine, I was just curious. I know you do a lot of, we see a lot of like couple charts and putting, you know, the reasonings why maybe it doesn't work out or maybe why it would work out, things like that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that work that you do and just, you know, dissect it a little bit more?
So in astrology, I mean, we could do this through tarot too, but astrology is really fascinating where you can look at people's birth charts and we put them together. And when you put them together, you analyze the compatibility or the lack of, or where the challenges would be, the strengths of the couple. And that's called a synastry chart reading. And I do that a lot for the work that I do as a freelance writer. You know, I do freelance for Pop Sugar Juntos, for We All Grow Latina, you know, a lot of other different media outlets, and it's really fun to do that. I'm sure these celebrities are like, stay out of my business. You know, you're a creep, why are you looking at my chart?
And us, the viewers, are like, we can't wait till this one comes out. As soon as somebody breaks up, what's Jasmine gotta say?
Everybody like was like, man, she's like been on point with these breakups and stuff. Like, no, she knows. Is it just through your chart? Look at the chart.
Yeah, because this year in 2023, there was so many celebrity breakups or like people in the public eye who broke up.
Yeah.
Right. And I wrote a piece on that for Remezcla about Venus retrograde and why, you know, because it was happening in Leo, the sign of the entertainer. Venus is love retrograde. We go back and revisit. And we're like, is this connection really working for me? You know, like Sofia Vergara was like, I don't want kids. And her dude was like, well, I want kids. So then the retrograde was like, well, it's not going to work. So yeah, they broke up. Yeah. You know, you got to just honor that. So you can use astrology for like vanity things of like, oh, does Jose really like me?
Are Jose and I really meant to be together?
But we can also predict and say this connection is leaning towards marriage, you know, through certain indicators in the chart, like the moon and the Venus, you know, like if your moon is in your partner's seventh house, or if their moon is in your seventh house, oh, for sure, this is headed to marriage, you know, like it's a guarantee. How long will it last? Well, there's other factors we got to look at, you know, but at the very least, you'll get a marriage this lifetime.
Yeah. So are you doing those types of readings for people too?
I am. Yeah. They can book that on my website or you can like email me. Absolutely.
I want to do one with you. I want to know.
Yeah, let's do it. And y'all, we can also do this. I do this a lot for clients with business partners. So if they're going to like, right, if it's an investor or a potential business partner that they want to launch a business with, or even if it's like, I'm in between these three assistants in job interviewing. And I always tell my clients, okay, at the very least, like get their sun sign, try and get their rising. Like I tell my clients, that should be part of the questionnaire. You need to know your astrology. Tell me your sun, your moon, your rising.
And so so you need to know all that. So just knowing their birth date isn't enough.
Knowing their birth date would be amazing, but I don't know if you can ask them for their birthday in the job.
Oh, in the job process, thing. Oh, that's right.
Right? Right. It's not until after you're like, oh, when's your birthday? So we can add it to the birthday calendar and go to lunch, you know?
Birthday calendar.
But no, like I've had a client once before where she had three candidates where she was hiring for a position and she knew their big three. And so based off of my client's personal chart and based off my client's business chart, because your business has a birth chart too.
Wow.
We aligned all the charts together to see, okay, out of the three, this is candidate number one. Let's get rid of this one over here. And this is your number two, your backup.
Ooh,
and it worked.
Wow.
Yeah. I think also I think one of the biggest things I would love folks to take away from this discussion is just keep being your radical, unconventional self, because we need that. Mm-hmm. And next year we have a really big Pisces eclipse that's happening in September, and that's going to really make us remove the illusions of like, we're going to hear more people walking away from 20-year jobs, 11-year jobs, 30-year relationships, anything that has just felt so inauthentic. Next year people are really going to start stepping into their true calling and living life according to their happiness and their joy. So if you could start using astrology aside from, you know, just like, oh, what's my horoscope of the day, if you could just try and sit with your chart and at the very least get to know what is your rising sign, what is your moon sign, what is your sun sign, because that's going to tell you your strengths, it's going to tell you your areas of opportunity. I don't like to say weaknesses, I call them areas of opportunity, because there's growth there,
right?
And that's going to help you learn how to be more authentically yourself in spaces that you feel small in, or that you make yourself small in. And we don't have time for that anymore. The world is shifting at a very rapid race. Everyone needs to take up space. It's no one's playing it small anymore, especially our BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color communities, especially Latinas and women of color. I think next year we're going to see a lot of women of color in leadership rise up, because they have the empathy and the emotional intelligence that we need right now to make this shift globally to create a better world, right?
Yes.
The men in the patriarchy, go sit your ass down, please.
Isn't there
we're done with y'all. Basta.
Isn't there a woman running for president of Mexico or something like that?
There is. And it looks like she's going to get it. The sentiment is really favorable there.
Amazing.
I know. So I'm also a certified Reiki practitioner. So if people want to book me for Reiki distance healing services, of course we can do personal astrology readings, but this is my Patreon. I have a podcast.
Yes,
Better Work Bitch.
Free
resources on there, but my Patreon's very affordable. It's only $7 a month, and we do a lot of things every month.
Yes,
So if you're like, you know, new into this, you're like a beginner manifestation or a baby bruja, come join us. You know, even if you don't identify as that, but you just want to learn mindset work, join us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I need to join. I've been sticking to myself, but I told my boyfriend just jokingly, I'm like, I think I'm media bruja. And he's like, what do you mean? And then I tested it out one time because I was like, we were in Kentucky.
Tell Jasmine that story real quick.
What'd you do?
It was so scary. Like, it was scary, but like fascinating at the same time.
I love it. We
went to a restaurant and, he went to the restroom and he came back and then I went to the restroom. And as soon as I got up, I made a turn and I felt energy that was asking me for help. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, something happened here or this place is haunted. I don't know. There's just something, you know, asking me for help. And so I came back and I told him and I was like, hey, I think this place is haunted. He's like, you're crazy. And I was like, no, dude, I'm serious. I'm like, as soon as I turned, I'm like, I felt the energy and I paused for a second and, you know, and I turned back and I can just see, I can sense the energy. And I was like, why don't you ask somebody that works here, see what happened? So he asked a waitress and she's like looking at him like, yeah, this place is very haunted. And then, yes. And then, so she's like, just like telling us a story about how there was a flood. That place went through a flood and it also went through a fire. So a lot of people were like, you know, begging for help during whatever was happening.
So she was hearing those spirits or something. I was like, Ruby, they were calling to you.
I know.
So, they knew you could hear them.
Yes. And then he asked our waiter like the same thing. And he's like, yeah, there's actually like, you know, sections in this restaurant where we won't go alone because it's just, you know, it's haunted. And I told him, I was like, you know what? I have to pray before we go. I'm like, that's the only way, like, I'm going to feel okay because they're just asking me for help. And so so I prayed and then I felt a lot better. But there's just like instances like that where I can just like feel energy or I can feel like spirits. And, you know, people at work tell me all the time, like, you probably can study like being a medium or, you know, things like that. Yes. I feel like joining your Patreon might teach me a lot about what I can do with whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm seeing, whatever I'm experiencing, whatever I'm hearing, you know, whatever.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, this has been
I'm excited.
Such an amazing conversation, ladies. Thank you so much.
What a way to end it.
I know, right? Thank you, Ruby. Jasmine, drop all your pages so people know where to follow you and contact you.
Well, thank you both ladies for hosting me. It's always such a safe, fun environment with y'all. And thank you for everyone listening. If you want to connect with me, my podcast is Better Work Bitch Podcast. You can stream it anywhere podcasts are found. And my Patreon is Esoteric Essa. Just go to patreon.com or download the app Esoteric Essa. And like Marissa was saying, you can, you know, you can pause your membership. You can drop out, come back on whenever you want. The thing with Patreon that's awesome is like, creators like myself, we don't manage the payments and all that. Patreon does because they want to make sure that creators aren't manipulating and overcharging people. So yeah, like, and we'll never know like why you dropped out or anything like that. There's like no pressure, you know. That's what I love about Patreon. And my Instagram and my TikTok is Esoteric, Esoteric underscore Essa, Esa. And my name is Jasmine, but I go by Esoteric Essa because I'm your esoteric homegirl.
Yes, she is.
That's right. And then my website
is
Illuminati. Yes, thank you. Yeah, so, you know, let's connect. Let's connect and hopefully we can meet and link up at events too. I want to see more people in real life.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Girl Talkimas. Don't forget, we are part of the Latino Podcasters Network, and you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. See you guys later.
Bye. Ciao.